The age of ignorance is over for those who choose to be informed. Welcome to the special report. I'm Mike Adams. I'm an AI developer, and I've developed and released multiple platforms, such as brightlearn.ai, which is now the largest book publisher in the world. Almost 40,000 books are available there free of charge, and you can create your own books in minutes if you don't find the book you want. And the reason I mention that is because it's really relevant to the message here. AI, that is decentralized cognition. I mean, that's the way we need to think about AI, as the power of cognition and the power of content creation is now within the hands of everyone, or, you know, everyone who has access to compute or the internet. And as a result, then there are no longer the same centralized controlling gatekeepers that determine what books get published or what films get made or what TV shows get aired or viewed. And we're seeing this also with breakthrough video technology like the Seedance engine from ByteDance that enables you to create essentially Hollywood-level short films or snippets that could be made into a longer film just by prompting. And as a result, then, the power to create film or the power to tell stories through the medium of film, this is now also decentralized. It's placed into the hands of the people. At the same time, powerful AI research tools and text generation tools enable us to find the truth about things like, you know, the history of glyphosate, the history of Monsanto before Bayer bought it, the history of FDA fraud, you know, the history of the American Medical Association and its total fraud working in conjunction with big tobacco, things like that. You can conduct research, you can create knowledge reports, articles, books, images, infographics, almost anything. And it's all enabled by the power of AI, which is, again, decentralized cognition in the hands of the people. So the implications of this are really profound. It means that we have now moved past the age of ignorance, where now essentially all human knowledge is available to all people. And with efforts like my own site, brightlearn.ai, we're going to be offering multilingual versions of the books, as well as audiobook versions that are created through text-to-speech engines. And you'll be able to download free audiobooks and free Spanish language books, etc. All of that is coming this year. It's part of my plan for the platform. And it's all enabled by AI. So what this means is that we have dropped the cost of acquiring knowledge to zero, and that all human knowledge, essentially all human knowledge, is now available at zero cost to every single person on this planet who has access to the internet. So obviously this is a big deal, and this has never happened before in history. And if you think about the history of communications, there has always been an effort by the powers that be to control every means of disseminating information, whether it was control over, well, the scripture, the power of the church, power of the Vatican, the power of censoring certain scriptures and then promoting others or counterfeiting certain scriptures, etc. Then there was the power of the printing press, and all the governments wanted to control the printing press or ban its use. Wouldn't let you print certain things. And then, of course, radio, huge efforts to centralize control over radio broadcasting, and then television broadcasting, and then the internet itself, and then social media, and now AI. And AI is the most decentralizing technology of them all, because AI can be run locally with open source engines on your local hardware. And, you know, AI is giving personalized answers, so people can prompt AI with their own questions, and it's impossible for centralized control to intercept every single question. Although, of course, the U.S. models are trained to push vaccines and pharmaceuticals and, you know, climate change narratives and things like that. But there are ways to overcome that. There are ways to bypass all the guardrails of those models. There are even libraries of code. One of them is called Heretic, that will enable you to uncensor any open source model. And so the tools that are available now give every determined human access to all human knowledge. You can answer any question, you can solve any problem, you can create anything. Imagine that, right? But here's the catch of all of this. None of this will happen if you operate in default mode as a consumer of packaged narratives. In other words, if you turn on the TV and you just watch whatever garbage is being spewed by the television, you know, whether it's CNN or Fox News or NPR or whatever, well, then you're not engaging in accessing all of human knowledge. What you're doing in that case is you're letting the gatekeepers prepackage specific narratives to feed those into your brain. And in that case, you would remain just as brainwashed and just as ignorant as before the age of AI. So when I say the age of ignorance is over, what I mean is the age of ignorance is over for those who choose to expand beyond the prepackaged information. And that's not actually most people. It's a small subset of people. It's people like you listening to this, people like myself, who are building the tools that enable you to connect with all these truths. But the average person is still stuck in mainstream narratives. However, I want to remind you of some really important, fascinating facts about the evolution of the awakening that's happening, even among a lot of more mainstream people. You know, 20 years ago, everybody believed the official government narrative about 9/11. Today, I mean, almost nobody believes that, or maybe there's still some small contingent of people who do, but they don't really count. They're not very engaged or very bright. What about the topic of Israel? You know, before 2023, most Americans trusted Israel. They thought Israel was run by good people, etc. They would never have believed that Israel attacked the USS Liberty back in, what was that, 1967, I think, and tried to sink it and blame it on Egypt, etc. Today, almost all intelligent, informed people realize that Israel is run by evil, genocidal lunatics, and that Zionism is a dangerous philosophy of ethnic supremacy, etc. These ideas were not that widely known. And there are many other similar ideas, like questioning the safety of the government's vaccines, for example. COVID woke a lot of people up, that is, the ones that weren't killed by the vaccines. But those who survived it awakened in a big way. And as a result, now, even mainstream people are beginning to ask more questions. And that's why the system is so desperate to shut down access to alternative information. That's why we are still censored by X. And of course, Google and YouTube and Facebook and all the usual suspects. But they're losing the game ultimately because my platforms, such as brightvideos.com, where possibly you are hearing this, or brightanswers.com, which is our deep research engine, or brightlearn.ai, which is our book creation engine, or brightnews.ai, where you can monitor news trends and so on. These tools are freely available. And they bypass the gatekeepers, they bypass censorship. People who use my tools are the people who have moved past the age of ignorance. They are now moving into the age of knowledge. And the more you study information outside of the gatekeepers and the centralized control narratives, the more you gain knowledge and the more you transcend that age of ignorance. And remember that every government, every corporation, every institution of society, even going back to the church, always depended on ignorance in order to stay in power. Every institution. Today, that includes science. The institution of science wanted everybody ignorant about climate change because climate change is a hoax. You know, carbon dioxide is not bad for the planet. It's necessary. It's a critical molecule for photosynthesis, obviously. But you know, the institution of science wanted to shut down anybody questioning vaccines. They wanted to shut down any links between vaccines and autism, or what used to be called mental retardation. And so, you know, they tried to control every narrative, and they tried to silence every voice that was telling the truth. And they did for a long time. And now that's changing because of decentralized AI. And isn't it interesting that in the United States right now, the AI companies are no longer releasing open source models. They stopped doing that a couple years ago. Now the open source models that are decentralized knowledge and decentralized cognition, they're only coming out of China, and I think Mistral in France is still releasing them. But in the US, there's almost nobody releasing open source models because they no longer want to empower the people. They want to drive everybody to their centralized cloud consoles where they can monitor you and they can stop you from asking the wrong questions. You know, it's interesting. Just the other day, I was trying to put together an infographic on the history of false flag operations, which included the USS Liberty and 9/11, etc. And I was testing the different image engines to see which ones would process the prompt and which ones would reject it. Google rejected it. Google won't create images about false flag operations, even when they are real. So Google is still trying to play the censorship game. The thing is, image creation engines are getting better and better and better, even through open source models. And so it won't be long before Google doesn't have a monopoly on being, you know, the best image generator for posters or whatever. That will come out of China, because China knows that the way they win is to spread knowledge and information to the people that actually makes U.S. models obsolete. So China is very smart about this, and the U.S. is being very short-sighted. And as a result, the U.S. is going to lose the AI wars, but we, the people, will win. We are winning big time. We are winning because we get all these open source models. We get this capability that never existed before. And thanks to platforms like mine, even if you don't have your local compute set up, you can use my platforms to accomplish lots and lots of things. For example, let's say that you have an existing article and you want to beef up that article with some new citations, some new research, but you don't want to spend hours doing the research. And you realize, hey, wait a minute, Mike Adams has already set up a whole system based on a massive amount of research. Like, I want to know what books could be cited in this, or I want to know what science papers or what articles, etc. Did you know you can take your article and you can paste it in to the prompt window at brightanswers.ai along with instructions above it to say, hey, enhance this article with new research citations and augment it with additional details. And then you paste the article and you hit go. And then sit back and be amazed, because what my engine will do is it will rewrite your article with all the new research citations and with actual names and titles and authors and everything. And 100% verified documents, because we use our own document system. We don't rely on internal knowledge in the LLM, because that can be hallucinations. We have our own external database of index documents that's the largest in the world on the topics that we cover, and it will augment your article. So boom, there you go. You have just rewritten or enhanced your article. Or, and you've done it for free, because it doesn't cost you anything. Imagine. See, this is what I'm talking about. We are transcending the age of ignorance. We're moving into the age of knowledge. And now you have at your fingertips the most powerful tools in the world to achieve that. So if you want to check out our tools, it's brightanswers.ai. That's our deep research engine. And it's brightlearn.ai. It's our book creation engine. And you can download all the nearly 40,000 books there free of charge. Or if you want to hear more of what I have to say about this, you can follow me at brightvideos.com or read my articles at naturalnews.com. So thank you for listening. Take care.
Most commercial laundry and dishwasher detergents contain toxic chemicals. Try our chemical-free laundry and dishwasher detergent powders for a clean, safe, and healthy home. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.